This is the mayor talking.
All right, all right. I've been used to tough coaching throughout my years. I've had different type of personalities throughout my years of coaching, but the I would say majority of my career of playing football has been tough coaching, and it's greatly appreciated because that's what you need to be able to at this level, especially to be able to go out there and execute and play at your best is somebody up on you, coaching you hard and pushing you, and that could be teammates and that could be coaches, and we're working on the leading by example. We're working on the teammates aspect of it because that's that's how you go win. That's elite teams is when the players are leading. But in the beginning, coach has set the example of how he wants things run and the standard, and then from there we take it and we lead.
It's Caleb Williams talking about tough coaching that he's had to deal with, and now he is face to face with the toughest challenge of his life. And Ben Johnson and what Ben Johnson wants done on this offense. There was one thing, and I should have pointed it out to Alex, but there was one thing that you could tell that Ben Johnson, like the switch flipped on him, where they were talking to him about like all of the things and like it not looking as good as it probably could look. And he was like, yeah, the center exchange. Yeah, we can't have that. That's something we can't have. We can't have that. That's got to be like, I was like, oh, that's the trigger. That thing right there is something that bothers you.
I understand. I got to tell you, when the mayoral music is playing there, it's hard for me just not to picture you like in a 3-piece suit, sitting there trying to like green light some funding for like a third private office. Something like that. You're seeing if you can like put a Jamaican vacation on your expense account.
I'm not running the township of Thornton. I'm running Worry Town. It's a whole different thing.
Okay. See if you can buy a couple more show horses your collection.
I'm not the mayor of Dalton.
Was it Dixon where like she worked as like the city clerk or something? She worked with the finance and like, wow, she came into a lot of money. Yeah, it's really interesting.
I wonder how that happened. Yeah,
she bought another horse.
And there's a lot of trips to Las Vegas all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. It's hard not to picture you as that. But I was reading Albert Breer today, and a lot of times, and let me ask you this because it's certainly my perception. Sometimes when the national guy comes to town, like the coach or the GM might give him a little something.
Especially when they probably have had a relationship prior
right.
when someone was an assistant.
So Albert Breer watched practice on Friday morning and wrote about it on SI.com with his NFL takeaways today. And that was the rough practice on Friday morning, and was trying to figure out what was going on. And Declan Doyle and Ben Johnson told Albert Breer that the period in the morning where Caleb really struggled the most, those first few throws, is what the Bears call their wake-up period at the start of practice, where the defense sends pressure at the offense to give Dennis Allen's group the work it needs and also to test Williams. It intentionally stresses Williams after the snap, yes, but more so, it's about forcing him to do the right thing before the snap with what the quarterback refers to casually as PSP, pre-snap procedure. The Bears want to see the right checks. They want to see the right communication. They want to see Williams' eyes in the right place. They know it's not automatic. They also think that if they can accelerate the volume of things William is seeing and dealing with, it will accelerate his growth and also their knowledge of what he can and can't do heading into his second season as a pro. So intentionally stressing him pre-snap.
Pushing to failure to grow.
Yes. And that's where we've been pretty hard on him since the beginning, Ben Johnson said, being consistent, true to his thought process pre-snap. So add that in, Mr. Mayor, to your denizens of Worry Town and what seems to be, frankly, a delightful lack of recruitment from you today to join you in Worry Town, at least about the quarterback early on in the process.
I think that it's important because, look, we tend to go through this every year. Now, unfortunately, we tend to go through this every year because the quarterback has not been up to their draft expectation.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular case, people are excited to have football back. People want this Bear season to be dope. And I'm right there with them. It's a lot more fun when the Bears are good.
Yeah, man.
It's because, we got success from last season. And that's a rarity. The Bears were a very strange cocktail of being bad and also interesting, which I think led to us having success as a show.
I think that's true. And but we'd much rather they'd be good and interesting.
Yes.
And they're going to be interesting this year no matter what.
I agree, but it would be nice if they're good. So,
yeah.
So keeping all of that in mind, like, I want to try and be fair, and I want people to understand that what Caleb is being asked to do is completely foreign from what it is that he was doing before. And I do like that it's an interesting approach. Like, there are some coaches who would say, we will try to boost his confidence throughout this process no matter what.
Right, and that's not what they're doing. So I think
we are trying to destroy you so that you understand how far you have to go.
That sounds like, I want to say military in nature in terms of a Marine boot camp, but I also want to say a smaller scale of things, like if you ever pledged a fraternity, they try to break you of the way you think about groups and brotherhoods so you can relearn it. Like, there's a million different things like that.
Lifting weights itself, where you lift to failure so that your muscles can actually grow.
Well, that's interesting. So, and because Ben is a weightlifter as well, as we know. But this idea of trying to break him of the habits that last year did not break him of. Last year was a wasted year in terms of breaking those habits.
But the cool thing is that they're hopefully going to give him the tools to help get him versus what it is that we saw last year. Here's our guy, Declan Doyle, talking about that process that Speaks just read about.
That's very intentional. That's trying to get our defensive pressures in against some of the stuff we're going to do offensively. We have contingency plans for, you know, what they are going to bring at us. And so the quarterback operating, getting the offense on the same page as far as, you know, checking plays, checking protections, things like that. But that's all a part of the scripted practice. It's trying to get the defense right with their pressure patterns and the way they're going to play coverage on the back end. And then it's getting our quarterbacks used to, whether we're throwing the ball or, you know, up front handling the movement with those run schemes.
You know, it's interesting because Declan did give us that the other day, and Alex Kuhn had heard it and we played it and talked about it. But something about the way that Albert wrote it, you know, maybe that's the skills of a writer, maybe that's his intention or whatever it is, or some of the background and the context that he had on it makes it even more digestible in some ways.
Oh, and the botched snaps, Ben Johnson called it high school Harry stuff.
Oh,
like, we got rid of the high school Harry stuff.
That's too bad.
He said it was happening like once a practice.
Can't have that.
Not that high school Harry stuff.
Poor Harry.
Yeah, what did he do?
Harry was a third string quarterback who never should have played in the high school game.
No, but he was forced to, and he went out there and he did his best.
No, he didn't. He botched every snap.
He didn't.
That's
know.
Why they call it high school Harry.
But he's a high school player.
That was his thing.
He's third string.
Shout out to all the listeners who are like, oh my God, you know about the story from Dixon. Oh yeah, Rita Crundwell was her name. She was the comptroller and the treasurer of Dixon for 40 years, Lawrence. She was fired and arrested in April of 2012 after she had been discovered to have embezzled $53.7 million from the city of Dixon.
That's a lot.
To support her championship American quarter horse breeding operation. It makes it even sadder and funnier because they were quarter horses. They're like these little guys.
Yeah, they're just little guys.
Little guys.
Jokic probably went in there and bought everything.
Dude, how about that?
People are all Jokic, man.
He was emotional because his horse won.
But not emotional when they won the NBA championship. Hey.
Hey, man.
Some people have different levels.
Be who you are.
Be you. It says it on the card. Wait, that's a different coach. Anyway, we need to take a break. When we come back, it was a really interesting weekend that happened at 35th and Shields between the Cubs and the White Sox. Spiegs was there. He was there yesterday and has got stories.
But you made something happen, Lawrence, which we should kick off the conversation. Something that this show made happen through you. We'll kick it off.
All right, we'll do all of that stuff. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score.